Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
WRCO-FM, Richland Center, Wisconsin. We're a mere 12 degrees below zero. 7 o'clock news from ABC is sponsored by Jones Chevrolet, the car and truck people of Southwest Wisconsin. The Richland Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first, and PCB Wealth Management.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM certified service from Jones Chevrolet, your one-stop shop for all your service needs on Highway 14 East or JonesChev.com. From oil changes to tires, brakes, and inspections, the GM trained technicians make maintenance simple for you. We have the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM certified service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788, stopping by at Highway 14 East, or visit JonesChev.com. Your friends at Jones Chevrolet take pride in giving you the service you need. Need new tires? Don't forget about the Jones 30-day price match guarantee on tires. Get the best price in town or we will refund the difference. Some restrictions apply. See an advisor for details. And remember, quality, affordable GM accessories are available too from Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or JonesChev.com. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Another winter storm moving across the country. It's been such a busy season. ABC's Andrew Dimbert says there's a growing concern about a shortage of salt to treat the roads.
New York's governor declaring an emergency over the lack of rock salt. Some crews now mixing what's left of their supply with sand. Why the shortage? One factor is production was cut back during previously mild winters. But this has been one of the snowiest seasons in years. One town in upstate New York is buried under more than 300 inches.
There is a winter storm warning up today from Memphis through Norfolk, Virginia. Parts of the Upper Plains experiencing excessively cold temperatures. Ukrainian President Vladimir Zelensky says President Trump is living in a Russian disinformation space. Trump suggesting that Kyiv is to blame for the war and that Zelensky's approval rating stands at 4%. Illinois Governor J.D. Pritzker, the latest to suggest a statewide cell phone ban in public school classrooms. He is citing student achievement and mental health. This is ABC News. A flare-up had firefighters returning to the scene of a massive fire at a suburban Philadelphia aerospace plant. Edge Hill Fire Chief Tom McEnany says the cause will not be known until it's safe for inspectors to get inside the facility.
The fire marshal's office has been in contact with the ATF, and the ATF has boots on the ground.
An Oscar winner says her children's book has been banned.
Julianne Moore told Children at the 2012 White House Easter Egg Roll that her children's book, Freckle-Faced Strawberry, about a girl with red hair and freckles, was partly autobiographical. It was her childhood nickname.
I thought that name was really embarrassing when I was seven. Now I don't care so much.
Moore shared on Instagram that it was a, quote, great shock to learn her book was banned from Department of Defense-run schools. A department spokesman told the Washington Post these books are being reviewed pursuant to President Trump's executive orders. Brian Clark, ABC News.
Julianne Moore says she grew up on military installations. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
This is Paul from the Prescription Center. For over 40 years, we have been a trusted member of the health care of our community. We've always been here for everyone. From West Seminary Street, where it all started, to the hospital, and now to Saxonville Road, we have provided honest advice, low prices, and with the help of many of our friends, a pay-it-forward account to help those that can't afford their medication. We are humbled by the trust we have earned. We have always made every effort to make pharmacy affordable to all. We accept all insurances because you deserve to have your plan honored. The only area pharmacy to take TRICARE and CHAMP-VA. What better way to say thank you to those who served? We thank all for their trust. If you want this type of service, let us be your pharmacy of choice.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
Are you saving enough to maintain your current lifestyle throughout your retirement years? Is it time to increase your retirement plan contributions? Could you get more out of your retirement plan if you changed your allocation of funds?
Rob Renish at PCB Wealth Management, located at the People's Community Bank, can help you determine if it would be in your best interest to make these or other changes to your retirement plan. Call him today at 608-588-9946 or simply stop by any local branch to arrange a free, no-obligation personal consultation. Securities and advisory services are offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor and broker-dealer, member FINRA SIPC. Insurance products are offered through LPL or its licensed affiliates, not insured by FDIC or any other government agency, not bank guaranteed, not bank deposits or obligations, may lose value.
Coming up, news and weather and sports. We'll check the weather update next, the latest from meteorologist Tony Schumacher. And the extended forecast, it's pretty promising there. We're not going to know what to do with ourselves by Sunday and Monday. More details coming up.
This President's Day, discover the perfect piece for your home at A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet. Going on now through February 21st. For $7.99, you can choose from the Simple Joy Sofa and Love Seat to relax in style. The Bullenberg Dining Table with four chairs to bring the family together. The Lavenhorn Reclining Sofa with a drop-down table for ultimate comfort. The Hyena Full or Queen Panel Bed with dresser, mirror, and nightstand for a complete bedroom refresh. Your choice for just $7.99 plus tax and delivery. Visit A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet at 172 South Church Street, Richland Center, where comfort meets community. Sale ends February 21st.
Hey, this is Dave Graham with Civic Media. I recently got U.S. Cellular's home internet service from Cell Plus in Baraboo. The router was free, the setup was so easy, and the speed is incredible. I even rely on U.S. Cellular's home internet for my live morning show, whether from my house or from the cottage. Best part, the price is locked in for 3 years for $39.99 a month when bundled with a wireless plan. Terms do apply. Go to your nearest U.S. Cellular authorized agent, Cell Plus, and check it out.
Attention hunters and outdoor enthusiasts. The Driftless Area Deer Classic is back this Saturday from 9 to 5 at the Richland Center Community Center. Bring your deer head for a chance to win a gun. Explore exciting vendors, bucket and gun raffles, and enter the trail camera photo contest. Have sheds? Bring them along. They're welcome, though they won't be scored. Enjoy delicious food and drinks while sharing stories with fellow hunters. Admission is just $5, and kids 16 and under get in free. Want to beat the rush? Pre-register Friday, February 21st from 5 to 9 p.m. or Saturday from 9 a.m. to noon. For more info, call 475-4963. Don't miss the Driftless Area Deer Classic this Saturday.
WRCO Hometown Weather Watch, sponsored by the Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765. You don't need 20% down to make your homeownership dream come true.
Today, a high of 10, and also some sunshine maybe at times. Northwest winds around 10 miles per hour. Tonight, partly cloudy and brisk, and a low of 3 degrees below zero. Thursday, partly cloudy, somewhat warmer, a high of 21. 2 degrees below zero Thursday night, and Friday, 23, and mostly sunny conditions. Saturday, partly cloudy and a bit warmer, a high of 28. And Sunday, partly to mostly cloudy, noticeably warmer, and a high of 38. Degrees. Right now, WRCO, after the earlier reading of 15 degrees below zero, on the Wirtz floor and home thermometer, it reads 12 degrees below zero. There are no delays or cancellations today in the school department. Here's Florida Georgia Line.
In it, plant your roots in it, dusty headlight dance with your boots in it. You write her name on it, spin your tires on it, build your cornfield whiskey bonfires on it. You bet your life on it. Roll.
painted goalpost through it. You know you came from it, and someday you'll return to this hell shade.
Georgia Line, as we get set for the electrifying Hank Bray a little bit later on, and also birthdays and anniversaries as well. Might have a little trouble starting the old farm all again today, but I don't know. Sometimes you can roll it down the hill in cold weather. 12 Below at WRCO. Here's Kenny Chesney.
Sun. Over by the gate, Lordy, here she comes with a basket full of chicken and a big cold jug of sweet tea. Well, I make a little room and she climbs on up. I open up a throttle and stir a little dust. Just look at her face, she ain't a fooling me. She thinks my tractor's sexy, it really turns her on. She's always staring at me while I'm chugging along. She likes the way it's pulling while we're tilling up a land. She's even kind of crazy about my farmer's tan. She's the only one who really understands what gets me. My tractor's sexy. We ride back and forth till we run out of light. Take it to the barn, put it up for the night. Climb up in the loft, sit and talk with the radio on. She says she's got a dream and I ask what it is. She wants a little farm and a yard full of kids. And one more teeny weeny ride before I take her home. She thinks my tractor's sexy, it really turns her on. She's always staring at me while I'm chugging along. Tractor sexy. Well, she ain't into cars or pickup trucks, but if it runs like a deer, man, her eyes light up.
tractor. She thinks my tractor's sexy. It really turns her on. She's always staring at me while I'm chugging along. She likes the way it's pulling while we're tilling up her land. She's even kind of crazy about my farmer's tan. She's the only one who really understands what gets me. She thinks my tractor's sexy. She thinks my tractor's sexy.
Hey, June, want to ride down the fender of the Super C? Get some fresh air today.
My neighbor Carl, he lives next door. Pink flamingos on his porch. Night he teaches driving school and he sits out by his plastic pool. He takes off his shirt, he opens up a cold one. Old Carl Dean's a boom, but it takes one to know one. Music's playing up and down the block. Mostly Christian blues, country folk, and southern rock. Sound a little piece of paradise. Way out here in the woods, there's always something going on down in the trailer hood. Across the street, there's Gambling James. Always got the poker game. If you care to try your luck, you can buy a seat for 15 bucks. You can call the raise, or you can check and fold on. I like five-card stud, but it's mostly Texas hold'em. Music's playing up and down the block. Mostly Christian blues, country folk, and southern rock. It's a little piece of paradise way out here in the woods. There's always something going on down in the trailer hood. I knew tattoos and farmer tans, rodeo and NASCAR fans, Dallas Cowboy football on TV. When the storm starts getting bad, you hear those sirens humming. Grab a six-pack and a lawn chair, there's a tornado coming. And blues, country folk, and southern rock. It's a little piece of paradise way out here in the woods. There's always something going on down in the trailer hood. I got her made in the shade with the moonshine lemonade. There's a party going on down in the trailer hood.
It is 11 degrees below zero at WRCO, WRCE. Good luck getting there on this Wednesday. That forecast all the way through the weekend, 28 Saturday, 38 Sunday, 44 Monday, 41 for Tuesday. Wow, that'll be something. We'll be getting down to our short sleeves again, maybe.
Wirtz Plumbing and Heating is committed to excellence with a goal of 100% customer satisfaction. We offer a full range of plumbing services, from water heaters and septics to kitchen and bathroom fixtures, along with leaks and repairs. Bathroom remodels are our specialty, no matter the size. When heating and cooling failures need urgent attention, our experienced troubleshooters will diagnose and find the most reliable, lowest cost solution. Call 647-6345 or visit WirtzPlumbingAndHeating.com. Wirtz Plumbing and Heating, Highway 80 North, Richland Center.
Last year, the CFPB reported that credit cards from top retailers had an average APR of over 32% interest. At WCCU Credit Union, we understand that store credit cards come with some discounts and rewards. But if you're not paying these cards off monthly at over 30% interest, you're spending more than you know. WCCU has some of the best Visa and MasterCard programs, with options to transfer your balances from other cards to save you money. As you receive your credit card statements, look at the rates and terms. Then visit us at WCCU.coop to compare our rates, apply for a card, and transfer balances. For affordable credit from people you know and trust, contact any of our offices or visit us at WCCU.coop.
Helping you build a better life. WCCU Credit Union feels so right.
Richland Cattle Center would like to thank its many sellers and buyers for their continued support. This Wednesday's sale at the Richland Cattle Center at Ithaca begins at 11:30. This auction will include a quality run of recently fresh cows and two-year-old heifers, milking and bred cows, open heifers of all ages, and a breeding-age bull. For up-to-date listings, visit stadieauction.com. And don't miss the Richland Cattle Center sale at Ithaca every Wednesday morning at 11:30.
Now through March 8th, get 20% off selected items at Krause Monument in Richland Center. With top quality craftsmanship, top service, and a 90-day delivery guarantee, your satisfaction is assured. Call today to make an appointment at 608-647-8314.
Unexpected cold showers are the worst. That's the thing about water heaters. They eventually stop heating or they can't keep up with the demand. So when your shower suddenly goes from hot to not, call Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. We provide several brand options and offer traditional or space-saving tankless water heaters. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
Heart disease is the leading killer of men and women in the United States. One way to support your heart health is by working more movement into your day. It's recommended that adults get 150 minutes of moderate intensity cardiovascular exercise each week, but adding any movement to your day is a step in the right direction. February is American Heart Month, and the Richland Hospital and Clinics encourages you to take a step toward heart healthy living.
Thank you for joining us. It's the midweek edition of The Roundup, Hanko or Fact. Sponsored on WRCO-FM by Julie Karen State Farm, Napa Auto and Truck Parts, and Syme Funeral Home. It's The Roundup.
The Roundup.
With Phil and Hank. Is Hank full of Hanko? Let's find out now.
It's time for The Roundup.
Cut them out.
Ride
them.
Ride them in.
Cut them out.
Ride them in.
Hank?
Good morning, Philip.
What are you doing?
Trying to get my coveralls off.
Oh, yeah, really?
Yeah, what's up with that? I surrender.
Yeah.
I surrender.
White flag for Mother Nature?
It's done.
Yeah.
Yep. Please take us back.
I give up.
I give up.
You got me.
A little bit of spring, please.
Right. Well, it's going to be a little better each day, you know?
Yeah, it 20s is.
20s tomorrow.
Mm. What about Saturday?
Saturday, it'll be 38, I think.
Oh, really?
No, I'm sorry, 28. 38 on Sunday.
So Speedo weather on Saturday after my wrestling event.
Well, after, you can go home and do whatever you want to do.
I was going to go to like Mount Olympus or something.
Oh, yeah.
Over that way.
Right.
Do you think?
Right.
I mean, it'd be legal. Not in Aruba yet. Like,
yeah, probably.
Like the Alvins, you know.
Well, we'll talk about that. But it's certainly going to be better. And I always kind of associate that with the wrestling tournament season, which we're well into now. But many times over the years, it'll be just a beautiful Saturday. Somebody will open the gym door, and the sun's coming in like, oh, spring.
And then when we leave on Sunday, it's snowing.
Yeah, we've driven home in some snow.
Yes, we have.
Yeah. It wasn't very nice this last Saturday either for everybody going to tournaments. And
yeah, it was impressive that they had them.
Yeah, I know. They pretty much have to, I think, in some ways. But I was just really surprised that they were all on time.
Right, yes. Yeah, I mean, and you were on time.
I was there.
And did Kirk push you? Say, all right, let's get moving. He probably whipped you pretty good this past weekend.
No, I was there, and you know, pretty well accounted for. Got the vibe through the snowbanks, and
oh, sweet.
That's a real. You have to be somewhat of a skilled driver to get the vibe through some of those snowbanks.
Phil, if you want me to send a thank you card to you, I will. Thanking for everything. I mean, because you're a hard worker. People don't know this.
Oh, no. No.
I mean, you're a behind-the-scenes kind of cat.
Yeah.
Always just keeping running here.
Right. I don't know which would be worse in snow, the Vibe or your Mini Cooper. Mini Cooper's supposed to be pretty good in snow, isn't it?
Yeah, until you hit a slick spot. Yeah, I tested that out the other day. That was a myth. Is the Mini Cooper good in snow?
Uh-huh.
Hanko or Facto? Here
I
you
know.
Go.
Is it?
No, that's Hanko. It's not any good.
It's not.
No.
My problem is the snow furrows, you know. There's not a lot of clearance.
Yes.
So if the road is clear, I can get it. But when you're going up and down furrows of snow, it's like, yep, exactly.
Kind of reminds you of, you know, one of those water slides going down the hill. You're just back and forth. Hopefully you don't get hopefully it don't throw you somewhere.
Friday night was kind of like driving across a snowy field. Trying to get where you're supposed to go.
Yeah, but, we're Ithaca.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, that was not fun. But everybody made it home safe. And your liver can regenerate. The human liver is the only organ that can regenerate itself to full size. Even if up to 75% of it's removed, the liver transplants. This makes liver transplants from living donors possible. Is that true or false, Phil?
I would say that's true.
It is true. Yeah, it is.
But not Hanko.
No. Let's see here. Unique. You know, does your tongue have unique tongue prints like a fingerprint?
I've heard that it does.
It does. It is. So no two tongue prints are the same texture, shape, and or pattern.
Huh.
So didn't know that.
Why don't they take your tongue print?
You know, exactly. Come here now. Stick your tongue in the wall. I don't know if the black ink probably tastes bad, Phil.
Uh-huh.
You know?
I'm wondering if you stick it to a flagpole, like in this kind of year weather, like in the Christmas story, you know, some kid.
I'm going to go out and test it in a minute if you want me
to.
Yeah.
And I wonder if that affects your tongue print then.
Oh, I'm sure it just rip it right off.
Did you ever try that, Hank?
Nope,
no.
Never did.
No, I was
never really got that cold down there, and where it got cold, but nothing like this. Uh-huh. I don't want to say that. There's some vortexes that moved through when I was young, but it's very few and far between. So they just got my dad just got 11 inches of snow the last 2 days.
Yeah,
so.
That's what you're saying. That's crazy.
Yeah. So.
Huh.
You're more than welcome to have more, sir.
Yeah, let them have it.
Yeah.
I was never triple dog dared to stick my tongue to a
pole. Well, I'm going
to
triple dog double dare you times two bulldogs.
It will not work. It will not work. I don't give in to peer pressure. Never have.
Do you think I'm a bad influence on you?
I don't know. I don't think
I would. And here's the thing. There was a couple people. Hey, you still see that you're hanging around with Phil. I mean, and I'm going, all right, what's wrong with Phil?
Uh-huh.
Because I'm trying to look back in my radio days. I was really a good guy when I first started here.
Uh-huh. And you're not now?
No, I don't think so. I think you've led me down the wrong path.
Well, I don't know. I don't know about that.
I just, you tell me some good things. I mean, behind the scenes, you're an excellent boss. You tell me what this, you know, write it this way, do it this way. And I appreciate that. But I think on the flip side, like the naughty stuff that I pull in here by accident, I think I've learned from you, Phil.
I don't know if you can blame me. I think you were pretty well schooled before you got here.
So are you saying that's Hanko then?
Yeah, that's Hanko. Yeah, very much so.
In March of 2024, Phil, the grocery chain Trader Joe's announced that it was recalling more than 61,000 pounds of its popular steamed chicken soup dumplings, which contained plastic from a marker pen.
I think that's true.
No, it is true.
I remember reading that.
Yeah, contamination, my goodness, was reported by a consumer who found bits of plastic in their dumplings. Dumplings can sometimes get a bad rap, but they're still yummy, Phil.
Yes, they are. Nothing like a good dumpling this time of year, right?
It would be good.
Yeah.
In 2024, if actor Kenoa Reeves refused to present a Lifetime Achievement Award to actress and comedian Whoopi Goldberg.
Huh. I think that's true. It isn't?
No, it's fact. It's a bunch of Hanko. An article claiming that this appeared in the Dunning-Kruger Times, a publication dedicated to publishing Party Sautier and Tomfoolery. Whoopsie.
Oh, boy. Yeah. Keanu Reeves. Oh, did not know that. I guess it is Hanko then.
It is a bunch of Hanko, yeah. You were doing pretty good there. Hemp oil or CBD oil made from marijuana is available to treat dogs who suffer from anxiety. I don't even know the answer to this one yet.
I would say that is not true.
It's actually not. I thought it would be. Hemp oil or CBD, used to treat dogs for pain and anxiety and control seizures, is made from hemp, not marijuana. Huh. The devil is in the details.
Ah, interesting. Yeah, all right.
It was a trick question.
Yeah, that was kind of.
Yeah, it was very nice of me. In England, employees cannot be fired for committing a crime outside work.
Cannot be fired?
In England, employees cannot be fired for committing a crime outside from work.
I want to say that's fact.
It is fact. Their job is secure if their criminal activity does not interfere with their work performance.
Ah.
Moonlighting muggers.
Oh, boy.
Beaver's teeth are orange because they contain iron. Let's just take a stab at it. Beaver's teeth are orange because they contain iron.
That's got to be true.
Yes, it is. you may have a hard gnawing doubt, but it's true. They're also self-sharpening.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
I knew they sharpened by themselves.
Uh-huh. They don't have to go to the dentist.
Right.
Yeah, they do all the work themselves. Huh, interesting.
Yeah. Each year, the Duck Brand Tape Company awards $15,000 stuck-on prom scholarships to the high school student who creates the best prom dress and best prom tux using Duck Brand or crafting tape.
That's true. I've seen that.
Have you really?
Yeah, I've seen that.
And it is true. Lucky duck.
Yeah. Oh, man. I wonder, it'd be kind of a sticky situation. You know, you wouldn't want the adhesive to stick to your skin.
I know. Well, here's one for you. Sports question.
All right.
Excuse me. The first athlete to appear on the Orange Wheaties cereal box in 1934 was baseball superstar Babe Ruth.
I don't think that's true. Let me think about it.
It is a bunch of Hanko, but do you know who it was?
That's what I'm thinking about. I'm going to say...
It was a baseball person.
Oh, okay. So Lou Gehrig, maybe?
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
Did you strike out yet? No, he didn't. It was baseball's great hitter, Lou Gehrig.
Wow. All right.
That's impressive.
Got it.
1934.
Yeah, way back when.
I still have the box from then.
Do you?
I guarantee you somebody has that Wheaties box.
They probably do.
Guarantee you.
Right. I'm guessing the contents are no good anymore.
The Mormons, the Church of Latter-day Christ of Latter-day Saints, own the Coca-Cola Bottling Company.
I don't think that's true.
You're correct. We'll pop this one. The Coca-Cola Company is a publicly traded corporation that is simply too massive for any one person or group to own.
Ah, interesting.
Yeah, I didn't know that. And let's see, I think that's yours, Phil.
That's the final kicker for fact or Hanko.
Oh, here we go.
One more?
Yeah, one more.
All right.
To celebrate the Chiefs Super Bowl victory in 2024, Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce paid $3.5 million to rent out Disney's World Magic Kingdom for a day.
I'm going to say that's not true.
No, it's a bunch of Hanko. Let's tackle this head on. It's Hank. It's a bunch of Hanko.
Okay. or Hanko.
Wouldn't surprise me, though.
Well,
because some of those guys just spend their money like crazy.
You want to go to a park, and, you know, if you're going to go, you want to be left alone, you know, I would think, because they're just going to get mobbed with fans, and if you want to enjoy it, you're not going to be able to.
Well, that's the choice that you make.
Well, I know. I'm just saying that if you really wanted to go, though, that'd probably be the way to do it.
Right. I was watching a quick video. I was watching a video when Taylor Swift was entering the Super Bowl, and her security team is just pushing people out of the way that have the right to be there. And if you're taking pictures, you get down on your knees to take pictures, and it's like, you and I would fight. I'm telling you, there would be a fight if someone did that to me. And that's just me.
Well,
there's I'm not getting on my knees for anybody, especially now after my knee surgery.
Yeah, you can't.
Anyway, buddy, have a good day. Everybody stay warm and be kind.
That's Hank Bray.
Since 1892, Syme Funeral Home and Crematory in Reedstown has been compassionately caring for generations of local families. With recent renovations to their facility, they're proud to carry on the legacy of the Syme family, offering a wide range of full-service options including traditional funerals, cremation services with custom celebrations of life, and green burials. They are honored to walk alongside you in your time of need. They also offer complimentary planning services for those who wish to plan their service in advance. They invite you to call them at 629-5651 to learn how they can customize services to honor your unique life. Syme Funeral Home and Crematory, proudly serving Reedstown and the surrounding area since 1892.
Take in the great outdoors and take along insurance coverage you can count on. Hi, this is Julie at State Farm. We know that rush of freedom you can only get outdoors. Maybe you're taking on the trails in your ATV or zipping around your favorite course in your golf cart. At State Farm, we understand your passion. Whether your recreational vehicle is an off-road vehicle, a snowmobile, or a travel trailer, we can cover you. Our State Farm recreational vehicle insurance is designed with your needs in mind. And the premium may be less than you think. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Cobison Bus Richland Center is now hiring sub and trip drivers for here in Richland Center and drivers to travel to Lodi or DeForest. You will be paid from the time you leave Richland Center. Starting route pay is $21 per hour. It's an excellent opportunity for retired vets, stay-at-home parents, or anyone wanting flexible employment. You will get paid to train also. To apply, call 647-4446 or stop by the Richland Center Cobison Terminal off Highway 14 beside TC Auto Works.
Your history lesson for today. On this day in 1945, during the final phases of World War II, U.S. Marines invaded Iwo Jima so as to wrest control of the strategically important island from the Japanese. In 1878, inventor Thomas Edison was issued a patent for the phonograph, which I'm forever grateful. I don't know what I'd collect if he hadn't invented the photograph. I would probably be collecting... bottle caps or something like that. But nonetheless, that was this day in history. Celebrity birthdays include singer Smokey Robinson, who is 85, and actor Jeff Daniels turns 70. We'll see about local celebrity birthdays in a moment. The birthdays and anniversaries sponsored by The Shoebox, where you receive service like it ought to be.
The Shoebox in Black Earth has what you need for work boots, children's shoes, athletic shoes, and any shoe you need or want. No one has a better selection of shoes than The Shoebox, with all the latest styles for everyone needing shoes. The Shoebox is the place to go. They go the extra mile to bring you great service, proper size and fit, all at a great price. The Shoebox, open 7 days a week in Black Earth. Stop by and receive service like it ought to be.
Happy birthday and happy retirement, Kim Anderson, from your mother. Have a great day. Also to favorite daughter, Teresa Clary. We love you so much, from Mom and Dad. Happy wishes to Lorna Maxwell from Park Street Christian Church. Kim Anderson, have a great day. Love from Dave, Valerie, and Brittany. To Sean Gard from Diane. Happy birthday to Sarah Dybel from Cash, Emmy, and Darwin. Have a great day today on your special day. To Lyle Holloway from Butchie and Mags. Also, all the best once again to Teresa Clary from Lori and the Guys, and also from Uncle Butch and Aunt Margaret. Teresa, have a nice day. To Steve from Elizabeth, August, Vincent, and Beau. Also, Muscadet Blue River and Avoca Lions Club wishes today. To Todd Beckus, to Nikki Chitwood, also to Cade Kinney, and Darren Meese, Sonia Rowe, Brooke Shemick, and Keith Ward. Happy birthday wishes going out today to special folks on the calendar list, including Nikki Chitwood from Kenley and Brantley. Have a great day today. All the best. Happy birthday from RC Lyons to Cade Johnson, Kim Anderson, Easton Ruland, Brody Tyler, Teresa Clary, and Lorna Maxwell. Happy birthday, Jordan Burns from Beulah Wesleyan Church. To Colin Alderman, happy birthday wishes today from your friends at Richland Center Free Methodist Church. Happy birthday to Lorna Maxwell from Bob and Heidi Shear, Mike Dietzman from Little Willow Birthday and Anniversary Club, and Jacob Dickman from the residents and staff of Schmidt-Willen Hills.
U.S. Cellular noticed that the way we use our phones has gotten ironic. We try to put our phones down for dinner, but the menu is on a QR code. Ironic. We hit like on social posts that we don't actually like. Ironic. Which is why U.S. Cellular created Us Mode, to help us reconnect with each other and use our phones less ironically. Wait, a phone company wants people to use their phones less? That's definitely ironic. Let's find us again with Us Mode from U.S. Cellular. Visit uscellular.com/builtforus to get started.
Thinking about buying or selling? Let us help. Give Century 21 Complete Service Realty a call for all your real estate needs. We specialize in residential, commercial, land, recreational, and country lifestyle properties. Let our worldwide exposure, our local expertise, convenient office location, and full staff of agents sell your property. Don't stress out. Call Century 21 Complete Service Realty, your friends in real estate. 647-6145.
Foggy Bottom Woodwork specializes in meeting customers' unique needs. Whether it's one small cabinet or cabinetry and millwork for the entire house, all stained and finished to match, Foggy Bottom Woodworks is the one to call. Also, now doing custom engraved wooden signs. Call Rick at 739-4440 for a free in-home estimate. Stop at Foggy Bottom Woodworks, located at 555 East Warehouse Street in Muscadet, or visit foggybottomwoodworks.com.
Free February sale is going on at Furniture Decor and More in Boscobel and Westby. This month only, get free financing, free in-town delivery, and free gift with qualifying purchase. Don't miss it. Free February at Furniture Decor and More, Boscobel and Westby. Free February sale going on at Furniture Decor and More in Westby and Boscobel. This month only, get free financing, free in-town delivery, and a free gift with a qualifying purchase. Don't miss it. Free February at Furniture Decor and More, Boscobel and Westby.
7:42, 8 degrees below zero. Let's get a fever going on.
We got married in a fever, hotter than a pepper sprout. We've been talking about Jackson ever since the fire went out. I'm going to Jackson. I'm gonna mess around. Yeah, I'm going to Jackson. Look out, Jackson Town.
We'll go on down to Jackson. Go ahead and wreck your hell. Go play your hand, you big top man. Make a big fool of yourself. Yeah, go to Jackson. Go comb your hair.
Honey, I'm gonna snowball Jackson. When I breeze into that city, people gonna stoop and bow. All them women gonna make me teach them what they don't know how. I'm going to Jackson. You turn loose of my coat, 'cause I'm going to Jackson.
Talking man, and I'll be waiting in Jackson behind my chair.
up a little bit. We're up to 8 degrees below zero. Phil Nee, hoping you have a great day. Joanne has the news coming up next. This President's Day, it's time to save big on the furniture you've been dreaming of. At Court & Main Furniture & Mattress, they're celebrating with unbeatable deals on everything from cozy sofas to stylish dining sets, bedroom furniture, and more. All marked down for huge savings. Plus, get free delivery on all purchases during the limited time President's Day sale. Whether you need a new recliner to relax in or a chic table to host your guests, they've got you covered. Hurry in, these deals won't last long. Visit Court and Main Downtown Richland Center to take advantage of the President's Day savings before they're gone. Court and Main, where your dream home is just a sail away.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
Good morning. It's 8 degrees below zero in Richland Center at 7:45. WRCO and WRCE News is sponsored by Town & Country TV & Appliance, Jones Chevrolet, and Walsh's Ace Hardware. A cold weather advisory is in effect until 10 this morning. Sun mixed with a few clouds, still cold today, a high of 10. Tonight, partly cloudy and brisk with a low of 3 below. After a low this morning of 15 below, we're at 8 degrees below zero.
Over 100 years of serving Southwest Wisconsin, all of us at Jones Chevrolet are honored to continue the tradition. We love to help you choose a new Chevrolet. We love to help with maintenance, repairs, and accessories, too. Schedule a service appointment, see our inventory, connect with a sales professional, and get pre-approved for competitive financing at JonesChev.com. Come see the exciting new Chevrolets. Jones Chevrolet, over 100 years of being your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
Good morning from the Civic Media News Desk. I'm Joanne Krulotz. Governor Tony Evers wants to send billions in state aid to Wisconsin schools. The Democratic governor says too many districts are being forced to raise residents' taxes. The governor's budget proposal would send over $3 billion of the state's tax surplus to schools. Evers is also asking for more money to remediate PFAS and remove lead lines from water supplies and another $2 billion in direct tax cuts to help residents pay for child care and other needs. His plan is unlikely to pass the Republican-controlled legislature without major changes. Republican lawmakers quickly pushed back on Governor Tony Evers' proposed budget. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss says most of the Democratic governor's budget is, quote, dead on arrival. Senate Majority Leader Devin Lemahieu says Republicans will take the governor's irresponsible budget and turn it into a responsible budget that invests in education and in health care, but doesn't overspend and grow the size of government. When factoring in federal money and other sources of revenue, the Evers budget would spend $118.9 billion on increase of 20.3%. Wisconsin's Democratic-backed incumbent state schools leader will face a Republican-supported challenger after both advanced in a three-person primary. The winner in the April 1st general election will guide education policy in the battleground state as leader of Wisconsin's Department of Public Instruction. Jill Underly, currently serving her first term as state superintendent, and Brittany Kinzer, a private school advocate, both advanced in Tuesday's primary. Jeff Wright, a rural school superintendent, was eliminated. Underly was first elected in 2021 with the support of Democrats and teachers' unions. Kinzer had the backing of the state Republican Party. Residents in the town of Buena Vista also had a local primary election for town supervisor yesterday. Five candidates were on for two spots. Names as they appeared on the ballot were Jackie Kleckner, Zachary Tome, Ronald Morris, Gordon Brockway, and Jeremiah Robert Ringelstetter. According to the unofficial results on the Richland County website, the top two vote-getters were Gordon Brockway with 81 and Jake Kleckner with 70. Running down the other three candidates, Jeremiah Robert Ringelstetter received 65 votes, and Zachary Tome and Ronald Morris each received 61. The general election will be held Tuesday, April 1st. Voters around the state will be voting for state Supreme Court Justice and state superintendent of schools, while Buena Vista will pick a town supervisor. After a record-setting year for school referendums in 2024, there were only 5 on the ballot in Tuesday's primary. After 2 failed operational referendums last year, including one that failed by a little over 1% of the vote, Mauston School District officials said that if they couldn't get a referendum passed this spring, the district would run out of money after the 2026-27 school year and have to dissolve into neighboring districts. Yesterday, district voters overwhelmingly approved a 4-year, $7 million ballot measure by a 2-to-1 margin. Mauston district officials said they will canvass votes on Thursday. Voters in the districts of Waterford, Union, Tomahawk, and Northland Pines also easily passed referendums. However, Kenosha voters rejected a 5-year, $115 million proposal. 89 school referendums are on the April 1st spring election ballot across the state. The Wisconsin Supreme Court has ruled that a Republican Party official lacked the standing to bring a lawsuit that challenges the use of a mobile voting van in 2022. The lawsuit sought to ban the use of mobile voting vans in any future election in the presidential battleground state. The court's ruling yesterday did not address the legality of mobile voting sites in its ruling, meaning that mobile voting vans could be used in future elections. A single van has been used only once, in Racine, in a primary election in 2022. It allowed voters to cast absentee ballots in the 2 weeks leading up to the election. Democrats argued that nothing in state law prohibits the use of voting vans. Interim Richland County Clerk Derek Kalish reported to the Richland County Board of Supervisors last night that the window to apply has passed with PPA in the search for a permanent county administrator. PPA reports that they have 14 applications for the position. They will also be doing interviews for a finance director in the coming weeks. He also stated that the county is accepting letters of interest to fill the vacant District 3 seat following the death of Supervisor Marty Brewer. Residents of District 3 are eligible to submit a letter of interest by March 28th. And interim assistant county administrator Josh Elder has been awarded a scholarship to attend a federal transportation and highway program in Washington, D.C. in April. Board Chair David Turk reported that the county can't keep hanging on to property that is costing the county $10,000 to $12,000 a month to take care of unusable buildings. They will continue to follow up on ideas. Corporate counsel Michael Windle reported that while the idea of making the campus a government center, which would include a jail, however, the city ordinance at this time would not allow a jail on the campus property. The ordinance would have to be changed. The ideal for the campus reconfiguration committee is that what would be the best answer is for someone to come in and take it over to make it a good community resource. Turk said that the consultant is prioritizing what the county really needs in its land use assessment. Al Linz, a member of the Simons Recreation Foundation Board, made a request at last night's meeting for access to the campus gymnasium. Membership has reached a max over the last few years for exercise classes and activity classes. The space at the campus would allow for more access and an increase in participation. You are invited to attend the campus reconfiguration meetings. The next meeting will be held Wednesday, March 5th at 5. Greater Richland Area Tourism Director Marty Richards gave a presentation of the status of tourism in Richland County. He stated people come back to the county for the outdoor experiences. They started web advertising during COVID and developed into digital billboards in the Milwaukee and Chicago areas. They eventually moved into social media to target directly to likely visitors. He added that from 2021 to 23, direct visitor spending in Richland County has an average increase of $2.5 million. Due to the addition of room tax, the advertising budget for Greater Richland Area Tourism has tripled. The next step is to get visitors to move here. A resolution approving amendments to 2 2024 provider contracts for the Health and Human Services Department was moved forward by the Board of Supervisors. Granted were for the following amendments to the following contracts: with Diane's Adult Family Home of Arena, with the original contract being for $100,000, amended to $125,000 due to an increased need to provide adult family home services to Richland County Health and Human Services clients. And with Fiscal Assistance Incorporated of Madison, with the original contract being for $40,000, amended to $120,000 due to an increased need to provide financial management services. In action items at last night's meeting, it included to appoint Jason Marshall as MIS director beginning March 4th, following the retirement of Barb Scott on March 3rd. A new collective bargaining agreement with the Richland County Deputy Sheriff's Association. The appointment of Eric Renish to the Transportation Coordinating Committee to replace Jeremy Walsh, who resigned. And 2025 emergency fire wardens, Boaz County Store, Natural Bridge Grocery, Richland County Land Conservation, and the Port. A resolution urging Governor Evers and the Wisconsin legislature to support the county courts was also approved. In 2023, the total cost to Wisconsin counties for running all circuit courts was $237 million. At the same time, the court support funding from the state to counties was $28 million, 12% of the actual cost to run the local courts. The court system is intended to be a state-county partnership, and the state's fiscal responsibilities include judges, court reporters, CCAP equipment, and the circuit court cost appropriation. And the counties are fiscally responsible for the majority of other functions of the court, including but not limited to bailiffs and court security officers, courthouse building maintenance, phones and utilities, clerk of court and register and probate, staff salaries and benefits, jury costs, psychological exams, guardians and ad litem, and court-appointed attorneys, expert witnesses, interpreters, and translation fees, court commissioners, law libraries, corporation counsel, courtroom technology and audio visuals, copying machines and other non-CCAP office technology office supplies, furniture, recruitment and training, financial collection efforts, mail fees, printing cost, exhibit and file storage access to state data, insurance service of court documents, judicial staff attorneys, and equipment repair. Over the last 10 years, the increase in the county portion of the cost to run the courts is nearly six times higher than the increase in circuit court cost appropriations provided to cover these costs.
Hi everyone, Brian from Walsh's. Spring is right around the corner. Is your yard equipment ready? Now through March 31st, bring in your rider, tiller, push mower, or weed eater and get 10% off your total bill at Walsh's Ace. Need a hand? We offer pickup and delivery too. Don't wait. Get your equipment tuned up and ready for the season at Walsh's Ace. Walsh's Ace, your neighborhood place for everything outdoors. And as always, we appreciate your business.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Today is Wednesday, February 19th. Karen Mae Martin, 80 of Boscobel, died Monday. A funeral service will be held at 11 o'clock Thursday at Backroads Church in Boscobel. Burial will be in the Boscobel Cemetery. Friends may call at the church Thursday from 9 until the time of service at 11. The Kendall Funeral Home in Boscobel is assisting the family. Karen Mae Martin, 80 of Boscobel. Guy A. Heck, 72 of Spring Green, died February 11th. A celebration of life will be held Saturday from 10:30 to 11:30 at the Richardson Stafford Funeral Home in Spring Green, with a time of sharing at 11:30. Guy A. Heck, 72 of Spring Green. Rose Mary Wanless, 94 of Richland Center, died Saturday at Our House Senior Living. A funeral mass will be held at 11 o'clock Thursday, February 27th at St. Mary's of the Assumption Catholic Church in Richland Center. Burial will be at St. Killian's Catholic Cemetery. Friends may call at the Cleary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center Wednesday, February 26th from 4 until 6. Friends may also call at St. Mary's of the Assumption Catholic Church Thursday, February 27th from 10 until the time of service at 11. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be given to St. Mary of the Assumption Catholic School in Richland Center. Rose Mary Wanless, 94 of Richland Center. Joyce Tisdale, 93 of Blue River, died Saturday at Harvest Guest Home in Richland Center. Private graveside services will be held in the Blue River Cemetery in the spring. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for Joyce Tisdale, 93 of Blue River. Susan Mary Cuddy, 62 of Muscadet, died Sunday. A celebration of life will be held at a later date. Memorials may be directed to the family for expenses. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for Susan Mary Cuddy, 62, of Muscadet.
The weather can be unpredictable, but you can count on Town & Country TV and Appliance in Richland Center. Town & Country is close to you at 2490 Highway 14, next to Goodwill. Shop deep discounts on closeouts and new arrivals with savings on Speed Queen Laundry, Whirlpool Refrigeration, and Maytag Cooking Products. Town & Country TV and Appliance is open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, or anytime online at townandcountryrc.com.
ABC News on WRCO FM 100.9 and WRCE 107.7 FM and 1450 AM in Richland Center is sponsored by Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, an amazing local bakery and cafe within an ultra-cool historic building, by Driftless Area Group, your local land surveyors, real estate sales insurance agents, and interior design services.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Severe weather across the southeast. Millions under snow watches. ABC Chief Meteorologist Ginger Z with more on what's happening along the Virginia, North Carolina coast.
We still have warnings up from Norfolk and Hampton Bay, Newport News, down to just north and east of Raleigh. And that's where the heaviest snow today is going to fall. But there will be ice concerns on the southern side of it. That's going to come through the afternoon and
elsewhere,
evening.
Elsewhere, a polar vortex